am a midnight snacker. If we weren't meant to eat at night, why is there a light in the fridge?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
If you're fed up with feeling down, if you could use a little good news, here are a few stories to help you smile. You may have noticed that whatever is true, noble, just, pure, and of good report won't make the evening news. And since a steady diet of negativity steals joy faster than deer can chew through your flower bed, we hope the next few minutes brighten your day. Philippians 4:8 says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is just, pure, lovely, whatever is of good report, if there's any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, think on these things. It's not easy. If you've tried to buy lumber lately, you're not smiling much. It's 3 times the price of a year ago. Yes, wood is quite poplar now. I went to buy a few sticks to help me spruce up my garden shed, but my credit card limit was only $15,000. Stumped, I logged on to my savings account. Still not enough. So I visited our branch for a mortgage. Do the trees need the money? I'm telling you, we walnut stand for this. It's shady. Money is now officially growing on trees. Okay, on to the story of Ruth Schuster of Irwin, Pennsylvania. I became a widow when I was 50, she says, and I've been working ever since. Ruth worked at a variety of jobs before settling on McDonald's, where she's worked the last 27 years. Oh, and Ruth is 100. In March, 40 friends and family gathered for her 100th birthday, crowned her queen for a day, and watched as McDonald's introduced a Ruth Schuster bobblehead doll. She's known for being kind and friendly. In fact, customers line up to be greeted by Ruth. Will she be hanging up her McDonald's uniform anytime soon? No way I'm going to retire, she says. I love it here. I like my job, meeting people. And she likes payday. I pay my bills and that's good, says Ruth. I never had a lot of money, but I always had enough. I think if she keeps this up, her student loan will be fully paid when she's 110. Congratulations, Ruth. Any chance we get to honor the elderly, let's seize it. Meanwhile, in Little Rock, Arkansas, a Buzz Lightyear action figure was left behind on a Southwest Airlines flight. Airline ramp agent Jason Hamm saw a name written on Buzz's boot and swung into action. He found the toy belonged to a 2-year-old, Hagen Davis, of Elk Grove, California. Now, Hagen is no relation to the Haagen-Dazs people, but he was in for a sweet surprise. Agent Hamm packed up a box with photos he'd taken of Buzz on the tarmac and in the cockpit. He included a handwritten letter to the boy, signed by Buzz himself. It began, "I am very excited to return to you upon completing my mission to infinity and beyond." When the package arrived, the little boy got his Buzz and his mom teared up, overwhelmed by the kindness of a perfect stranger. Well done, Jason. Reminds me of another lost and found story that Jesus told, how the good shepherd left it all to find that one missing sheep, then returned it to the fold. There is nothing more exciting to me than stories of how God reached down and rescued the likes of you and me. Jesus came the maximum distance at the highest price to offer the greatest gift, by grace through faith, eternal life, to infinity and beyond. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Jason Hamm, for going above and beyond for a 2-year-old. Some airline personnel find their jobs, well, Boeing. Not Mr. Hamm. Nothing boring about it. Now, let's go make somebody's day. A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, 3 boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh again, truth bringing laughter to life.